So good morning and welcome. And this is the commission meeting of Monday, November 25th, 2019. And I'm going to call it to order and begin with an inspirational message. Today will be delivered by our city manager, Jimmy Morales, at the invitation of the mayor. That's me.
I haven't done an invocation in a while, but thank you, Mayor. Dear Lord, we ask your blessings on the people who have been called to lead this great city of Miami Beach, in which we live, work, and play. Help them as leaders to not ask first, how do I fix this, but rather, what do we need to learn? How might we need to change? And to whom do we need to listen? Remind them, because we all forget from time to time, especially in the noisiness of what passes for political debate today, that they are not only leaders, but also public servants, and that it is their responsibility and ours to serve the common good of all. Remind them that no matter where we live, everyone, regardless of background, is our neighbor, our sibling, and that throughout the ages, prophets have called the leaders of the people to respect and protect the least of those among us, our children, the elderly, the poor, those who are hungry, those who have no homes, those who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, the strangers and immigrants in our midst, those who live on the margins, those who are alone, and those who are forgotten. Grant them and us the wisdom and courage to know and do what is right and good and true. May they and we speak out when it is time to speak out, and listen patiently and receptively when it is time to listen. May they and we always be guided by the spirit of community, by the spirit of justice, and by the spirit of love. This we pray in the name of all that we hold sacred and holy, and all that we hold good and right and true. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Manager, for those thoughtful and deliberate words. So let's rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm going to ask Evan Aleman to come up and lead us in the pledge, wearing his gator sweatshirt.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, under the republic for which we stand, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Adam. All right, so we're going to have two meetings today. Obviously, this is the first meeting is going to be to accept the election results. So at this time, I'd ask the clerk to call up item R7A. So voice vote.
Move the item.
The item's been moved by Commissioner Steinberg.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Samuelin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like sign nay. Show it adopted unanimously. Congratulations to everyone who got elected. So let's bring up one more item, R9A. Okay. First of all, I'd open up to anyone else who would like to co-sponsor. I assume show the entire commission as sponsoring kindness. Nobody is opposed to kindness on this commission in the right circumstance. So Commissioner Steinberg, lead us, please.
Yes, every November we have the World Kindness Proclamation that we do. World Kindness Day is a national observance that began in 1997 by the World Kindness Movement. Since then, people in countries throughout the world celebrate World Kindness Day by participating in random acts of kindness. This year in celebration, the city of Miami Beach held several events to mark the occasion. We had a Frappuccino with a firefighter. It was hosted by Starbucks, and the Miami Beach firefighters encouraged residents and visitors to bring new or gently used children's books to donate to the Children's Trust Read to Learn program. Additionally, Coca-Cola brand ambassadors handed out 2,000 reusable shopping bags. Duncan encouraged residents and visitors to be kind and go beyond. They sampled Duncan's new plant-based Beyond Sausage Sandwich, which is a kinder version of a sandwich to the planet. And anybody who sampled that sandwich got a $5 gift card, and they asked them to pay it forward to a friend, family member, or someone in need. And they also donated a $5 gift card to each member of the City of Miami Beach's homeless and family outreach programs for every sandwich sampled during the event. Whereas the City of Miami Beach employees also had the opportunity to participate in World Kindness Day with a mindful meditation class focused on how to cultivate kindness and compassion in life. Participants were encouraged to bring a donation of non-perishable foods to benefit the Thanksgiving food drive hosted by the food pantry of the Calvary Chapel in Miami Beach. World Kindness Day is observed every year on November 13th. On March 1st, we actually became the City of Kindness, officially joining the international movement, recognizing how a simple act of kindness, big or small, can bring people together to build a stronger community. And there's a saying, Tikkun Olam. Now, therefore, do we. Mayor, would you like to do the official proclamation? And, of course, everybody can say a few words.
I get the good part.
You get the best part.
Now, therefore, do we, as mayor and commissioners, the City of Miami Beach hereby proclaim November 25th, 2019, World Kindness Day in the City of Miami Beach. Thank you very much, Commissioner Steinberg.
Thank you. And if Jennifer is here or the manager, you will be accepting this on behalf of the city so you can put this up and hopefully we lead by example.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Steinberg. Commissioner Alleman, you're recognized.
Thank you. I have an important announcement. It is one day away from Mayor Gelber's birthday. Happy birthday, Mayor Gelber. Next year, he'll officially be a senior citizen. He's
so
turning
nice.
59. So happy, happy birthday from all of us. And we have a little something for you. Make a wish. And I'll lead the singing, but please don't leave me on my own.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mayor Gelber. Happy birthday to you.
Listen, there's nothing about that that's going to make me feel good. But thank you all. Let's go
that's
to
all it was.
Commissioner R9. Let's call up R9B, which is really why we're here today.
R9B is recognition of Commissioners Malakoff and Alleman for their service to the city.
Okay, I think we have, PJ, we got some video, as they say. To see something about our other commissioner now. Thank you. that was very, that reminds us so much of all the things you've done, although there's so much more. But at this time, I'd like to call on our commissioners to say a few words. So let's begin with Commissioner Malikoff.
Well, this is a, I guess I need a microphone. I want to, first of all, thank Mayor Gelber and my fellow commissioners. It's been a wonderful 10 months. I want to thank you so much for selecting me to serve this interim commission position, and I've enjoyed every minute. It's been wonderful. I'd like, and I know that the commission's in very good shape coming up. I'm so happy that Steve Miner is now going to be sitting in this Group 4 position. I know he's going to do a fabulous job. I can't begin to tell you how happy I am. I want to say something for the future, and that's in the words of Mark. I'm also happy that Ricky Ariola was excuse me, Ricky, you are not chop liver. And I'm so pleased with David Richardson coming in for. I spoke to David Richardson long ago. I mean, it seems like a year ago, about becoming a commissioner for the city of Miami Beach. And he thought, well, he was going to write a book. I said, we need you here. So I'm so happy. The commission is going to be wonderful. In the words of Martin Luther King, the time is always right to do what is right. And that's something that I'd like to leave with this upcoming commission. I think it's very important that you continue the work that this commission has done in bringing the city forward, especially in the way of resilience. I'm concerned about the future of the city of Miami Beach. I've worked very hard, as has Commissioner Alamon, on our land use items in ensuring that we have more green space, more pervious space, thousands of new trees to be planted, the GO bond that's going to help so much with more parks, and again, with the plantings all over the city. But I think we need to continue the program that we have in place with putting in more pumps, more drainage, and helping every community, especially. I live in a single-family home, as does Commissioner Alamon. We see in the residential areas sunny day flooding. This must be addressed, and it has to be addressed soon. I think that we need to move forward. And everything else, I believe, is going real well. I just want to make sure that that goes forward. And I also look forward to what work can be done with preserving our historic preservation districts and seeing that they can survive, thrive, and do even better as the seas rise. And it's been wonderful. I just want to thank you all so much. I want to thank all of you all, the residents of Miami Beach, and thank you so much for your support over these last 10 months. And I want to also thank my husband, my daughter are here, and my older son is watching on television. So thank you. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Mr. Mayor.
So it was a really difficult decision to make not to seek re-election. Very hard to, you know, have worked so hard for something and then consider voluntarily giving it up. And anyone who has campaigned successfully or unsuccessfully knows exactly what I'm talking about. But because of the great commission colleagues, present and former, that I was able to work with over these 4 years, I knew I was leaving the city in a really good place. Great positioning with the GO bond, the Convention Center Hotel, our Stormwater Master Plan, 500 Alton, Town Center, Ocean Terrace, all these wonderful, important, strategic projects that we were able to get done, or at least get started, maybe not get done. So I felt that the city was in a really great position. And now that we have two great new commissioner-elects to be sworn in today, David Richardson for my seat and Stephen Miner for Group 4, and of course with the re-election of our fine representatives in Ricky Arriola and Mayor Gelber, we've really got the right team to take us even to the next level and build on all of that for the future. So I'm grateful to the voters for giving me this opportunity. I'm grateful to the voters as a resident for giving us this great new commission to lead us going forward. I want to thank a few people. First of all, of course, my husband, JB, my son, Evan, who are here, and my son, Jake, for all the support, and my commission aide, Celia Maria Ruiz Paz. Wave, Celia. There's many, many things that I've been able to get done. There's a few that really stand out for me that I'm most proud of. Really proud of the work to protect our residential neighborhoods from the proliferation of sober houses, something that didn't get a lot of press, but we up here know, you know, was so important. And I'm grateful to the city attorney's office for all of their work. Raul, you've been amazing support for me all this time. The town center overlay, putting the will of the residents for neighborliness into a development overlay was tricky and fun, and I'm grateful, Jimmy, to you and your administration for all of your help on that and everything else. The folks that work in your organization are too numerous to mention, and I'm afraid I would leave somebody out if I even started. But you're the best city manager we could ever hope to have. And it's evidenced by the people that work for you in your organization. A players surround themselves with A players, and that's what you've done, and they're a pleasure to work with. So thank you to the administration. Yeah. Some of the other things, Resident Connect. If you haven't signed up for Resident Connect, please do. You cannot miss an agenda item of interest to you. You will get proactive email alerts. That's something that I'm really proud of, and I thank the administration for helping make that come true. And of course, I would say my legacy project, the Youth Music Festival, I hope that just goes on forever, and you can always find me there. It's Leap Day this year, February 29th. Please come out to the Youth Music Festival. And Raphael, thank you too. I always wanted to advance things with a real understanding of the past and where we had already been, and you were instrumental in connecting me with everything that had happened in the past. And thank you. So organized, so helpful. And I think that, like Commissioner Malakoff said, you know, 4 years goes fast. I would say to the two new commissioners, 4 years goes really fast. So focus on what's important. I know both of you will lead us with dignity. I'm excited to be your constituent. I would echo, you've got a few big things coming right away. No rest for the weary. Not the least of which is the work from Jacobs Engineering on our stormwater master plan and how we're going to go into the future. Everything else pales in comparison to that. So I count on you. I count on you, this new commission, to preserve our future and take the bold, strong steps now to make sure that Miami Beach continues to thrive as we go forward. So thank you all again for the opportunity. It's been amazing.
Okay. I'd like to give those up here an opportunity to say something. I'd like to start with our manager. You just thought an inspirational message was the end of your day. But we'll just go down the line and we'll... just so we can talk about both our friends as they...
I'll try to be brief because I know a lot of you all want to say a lot of things that are important. Joy, Commissioner Malakoff, but I've known Joy Mike going back to when she was PTA president and I was in Nautilus and Beach Eye, and have had the pleasure of working with you, for you, alongside of you, as a friend, as a colleague, in so many ways, and I've enjoyed your two different stints here, your longer one and your shorter one, and I have no doubt you will continue to be involved. You have a passion for this city from day one. This is your home, but you're also just such a decent, wonderful human being, cares about so many wonderful things. So I will miss you terribly on the dais, although as you voted, we've got some great people coming in, obviously. But I know I won't miss you because you're going to be around, I have no doubt. And we'll see you at all the wonderful events in the city as you've been doing. Mr. Alamon, John, I have enjoyed the last 4 years. You have brought tremendous leadership, energy, focus, a willingness to sometimes go against the tide when you think it's right, and that's part of what leadership is all about. But also, as I said this morning, someone who will listen and learn. And, you know, I think our loss is the DDA's gain, and I'm sure you're going to shake downtown up. And I served on that board for 6-7 years many years ago, and they could use it. And it is our main center of this county, so they're lucky to get you, and I know you'll keep doing great work there and anything I'm sure we can ever do here to help. But your leadership and energy, and in the pictures, it was you were all constantly laughing and smiling, and the pleasure you showed is wonderful. So, again, a pleasure to work with you. We'll miss you. But, again, I have a feeling, you know, the paths will cross as you're providing leadership across the Bay.
Thank you, Mayor, and I echo many of the manager's comments. Joy, it has been a pleasure to serve with you. Even though we're only up here those 10 months, it seems like we've been doing this for a while. We did it together here on the commission as well as on our sustainability committee where you made such important contributions, and we hear what you're saying today, and we won't forget it. You've always been very friendly and collegial. And I remember the first time we talked about the commission, we were at a Miami Beach Chamber event. And I asked you about it. I said, what do you get excited about? What's so important? And she said, land use. And you just beamed. And you've shown that passion for land use. And I've seen it here. You came right in, didn't miss a beat. And you've always brought such strong institutional knowledge and a passion for our city. It has been a true pleasure to serve with you. It's been a pleasure to sit next to you. We're grateful for your service, and we can't wait to see what else you got cooking.
Thank you,
Joy.
Thank you, Mark.
John, I first met John in 2015 when we were on the campaign trip. John came up and introduced herself to me, and she said, I am your competitor. And we connected at that moment. And I am so proud to say that we went from being competitors to colleagues to friends. And it's been a wonderful transition. We have served together on this body as well as our Sustainability and Resiliency Committee, where so many contributions and thinking that John really has been integral to and just done an amazing job with. Some of the things that I admire most about her, she really works hard and she'll continue to work hard. She showed up at every meeting. She's always been clear about where she stood. It never was sort of a guessing game. It was, I wonder what Commissioner Alamon's thinking. She was pretty clear. And I would echo, in closing, just a couple things the manager said, that she never dodged the tough calls, even if it wouldn't be politically popular. She was willing to take that tough step. And finally, it is clear we're losing someone important today, but it's for the good of Miami, and we know we'll look forward to great things from you. It's been a true pleasure serving with you.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. And I know transportation also is one of your real passions, and so hopefully we'll get to meet on that issue and someday, like, shake hands across the Bay Link. Wouldn't that be great?
Okay. All right, ladies. You're leaving me with all these boys, but that's okay because they better behave. That's the mommy voice. All right. Listen, over the almost 5 years that we've served together and 4 years that we've served together, we've actually really had each other's backs. And for that, I'm really grateful. Joy, I said it before, I'll say it again. It's always a pleasure, a joy serving with you. Your passion for our tree canopy and the arts is like no other, and I've learned so much from you. One other thing with these two ladies, we're missing our most detail-oriented commissioners, other than me, of course. But no, so, you know, everybody else has to step it up because they really dug into the details. And sometimes, you know, the thoroughness is what really, really helps make our ordinance that much better and that much stronger and that much more important. So I thank you for your service, Joy, and I know we'll continue seeing you here and everywhere, continuing to fight the good fight. And Fred, you get her back for a little bit now. John, you know, we've accomplished so much together. We really have. And wherever we were on the philosophical spectrum, we always had left politics over here and friendship over here. And we always found the middle ground and worked well together. And I'm going to really miss you. When we talk about details and being thorough, you know, you always did your homework. And you came prepared. You came prepared. Better start coming prepared, too.
Well, you're here. Well, I have
But I can go on and on and on. And, you know, of course, I echo all the sentiments that my colleagues have said. And you know, for me, this is not goodbye. This is really thank you for your service to our city, both of you. And I look forward to continuing our collaboration when you start in your new, wonderful, exciting chapter and working to make our community at large that much better. So thank you.
I'm going to say to both of you the same thing. When I think of you, the words that come to mind, courageous, class, guts, fortitude, and these are things that are in short supply today in leaders. I love you both, and I really admire both of you for what you bring to the table. Everything that's been said, you both are steadfast in being prepared and being knowledgeable, but what I really respect the most in both of you is just your courage and your conviction to what you believe is right, and I really have enjoyed working with both of you.
Thank you.
Mr. Gangura.
All right. You were so succinct, Ricky. All right. I'm going to start with Joy. Joy, we've known each other for so long through the Miami Beach Bar Association, through the Chamber, through my friendship over many years with your son, David. And I've always admired you. And you really have a long-standing dedication to our city. You're one of those people who served on, I think, all the land use boards. I think you served on more boards than me, so kudos. You've stayed engaged. We both shared the Group 3 seat. You came back in Group 4. Like me, you left, you came back. Maybe you'll come back again. You never know.
Never know.
There could be a third chapter. But you're incredibly intelligent, hardworking, and you really represent Miami Beach well. You're part of our community for many years, and we're lucky to have you. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you, Michael.
And John, you know, I've really enjoyed getting to know you because I knew you from the past when you were the PTA president and you were out there advocating for the schools so successfully and so energetic. And then I came back on and I was like, who's this person? You were the land use whiz. You'd become the leader on all of these important land use and development issues. And as I always tell you, I really admire your work ethic and your intelligence, and you are so hardworking. And I'm so excited for you leaving to start a new adventure in the DDA over on the other side of the causeway, where I represent a number of condos and two of the umbrella association groups, the Downtown Neighbors Alliance and Biscayne. So we're going to start our third way of knowing each other very soon. So Miami Beach has been very fortunate to have you, and Downtown Development Agency is lucky to get you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Commissioner Malakoff, we've known each other since before you were a commissioner, since 1993. You were one of the first people that I met. And you were a grand dame then, and you're a grand dame now. And I've always been impressed by the class and elegance with which you've handled yourself, both on and off the days. In spite of everything, you have never gone low. You have always gone high. And for that, I commend you for really elevating the tone of the commission for the time that you sat on it. As for your preparation, a lot of people do regard this as a part-time job. You're one of the few commissioners that I've worked with in the history that I've been here that really has taken this job seriously as a full-time job. And I don't know if you guys know, but before the city commission meetings on Wednesday, Jimmy and I have what's called agenda review, and we meet with each commissioner individually to go over the individual items on the agenda. And this is going to segue into John, because, Joy, I've always been impressed the way, page by page, before our briefing, you have read that city commission agenda, and you know what every item means. You've offered suggestions, the amount of preparation and dedication that you've put into this job has not just been about sitting on commission committee meetings or sitting at city commission meetings. It's all the work that you've put behind the scenes. And for that, I thank you. On a personal note, I also thank you for broadening my experiences in Miami Beach history, which I think very few come close to you about knowing about Miami Beach and its past. And really the way you have educated me on arts and culture, and you've made that one of your platforms. So I will miss you, but I expect us to stay friends. So I hope to see
Definitely.
You. And remember, both of you, it's not lobbying when you appear here on behalf of yourself. So hopefully we will see you appearing as residents, expressing your concerns on issues as they come along. But I'll miss you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
To have served with you.
Thank you very much. And yes, I plan to remain involved, and I will definitely be over there.
Commissioner Alamon, what can I say? I mean, you have consistently for these 4 years floored me on, again, the amount of detail and preparation that you put into every meeting in educating yourself on the items before you. And not just educating yourself, but committing yourself in a way that very few elected and very few individuals do on issues that they believe are right. I have seen you take hits. I have seen you be just as tenacious. And you have always been respectful to your constituents, even though it hasn't always been the other way around. And for that, I think it takes a very special type of person. I think the DDA is incredibly lucky to get you, because you are one of our best-kept secrets here. It's just having worked with you on so many issues, which I'm going to name because we know what they are, and we know what, but every time you committed yourself to something, you saw it through, and not many people can say that. And the things that you've done to make this city better will last for a long time, and they exceed, your successes far exceed the number of things that you didn't get through. And I know that you wished you could have gotten them all through, but nobody could have knocked you for not having given it your 100%, which is what you did as a commissioner. Also, it's great that even though you're not my commissioner now, that we will be friends and we'll be seeing each other quite often. And Miami, look out, because the changes that I expect from you within the next few months, even as director of the DDA, are going to be something that they sorely need, and that you're going to be there to give them. So congratulations on that, and I'll miss you very much as a commissioner here.
Commissioner Malakoff, I thank you for your service. I will miss you very, very much. You're a class act. We said our goodbyes earlier. I absolutely adore you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Alamon, I thank you also for your service. Sometimes the smallest gestures mean the most. whenever Commissioner Alemán walked in through the front, the first floor of City Hall, she made it a point to say hello to everyone in the clerk's office. You have no idea how much that kindness means to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I give out a little swag, I need to invite, we have two commissioners from Miami-Dade who are here, who are really amazing representatives of our city. That's the two of you. Commissioner Heyman and Higgins, we've grown to love. I served with Commissioner Heyman in the legislature, so I had to grow to love her again when I came mayor, but we really appreciate all you do for us, and I know you all would like to say or do something right now for these departing commissioners. So I'd invite you both up.
Okay. We're both Democrats, so we're going to both take the left side.
I thought we served in a nonpartisan way.
That's
Sally.
True. and inclusive and everything else. So, you want to go first?
No, or? You go first. You always go first.
Yeah, but when I follow her, I always sound profound because I start out by saying, I agree, I concur with Higgins, and I'm glad she went first. As a senior partner here, and it really is a partnership, representing Miami Beach, you're one of 13 cities that I represent as a county commissioner in my district when I represent all of Miami-Dade. What's important, Tip O'Neill once said, politics are local. All government is local when you remember who you represent. It's the people. And I have to tell you, being a lifetime resident of South Florida and enjoying Miami Beach my entire life, the forward motion of this municipality is exceptional and second to none. And I represent at the local, then state, and now county level, to see the contrast. And I credit all of you collectively as a body, an administration that operates well on behalf of the people, and a legislative body who takes the will of the people seriously because they put us in office and we're serving them. I've had the pleasure of working with the soon-to-be departed from these roles, but not from community engagement, because I know both of you women for a long time, and I look forward to the next chapter and how you reinvent yourself. And to Ricky, congratulations. I am so happy you're back. And to the new incoming, I don't know if Dan's going to give us a second shot at this. I'm telling you. it just excites me, the forward motion, the inclusiveness, the caliber of collaboration that this council has for the diversity of its community and the incredible and unique needs that you present to South Florida and not just Miami-Dade, but the state of Florida. You really put some initiatives into the conscious agendas of counterparts across the state, and we brought people across the nation here 2 weeks ago to see just how you deal with resiliency, because you model situations as much as you can proactively, and that's unique. That's unique, because most government is reactive. So thank you for all you do to make my job working with you easy and so pleasurable. And now to the junior associate on my left.
Good morning. Joy and John, I can't say enough about what it's meant to me to have gotten to work with you over the past year and over the past year and something. I, unlike Sally, only represent two cities, City of Miami Beach and City of Miami, and I cannot tell you what a pleasure it is to come here and see a board united in discussing the issues of importance to its residents and getting to the point where you negotiate to the middle for something that matters. And I've watched both of you do things that really matter, particularly you, Joy, the idea of completely valuing the history of this place but recognizing that the future is going to be completely different because we are facing Mother Nature, or actually we have changed Mother Nature. And so how we balance how we preserve the past with the necessities of what we need to do to manage water, you've played a real leadership role in that on the commission. And that is something that many other communities could and must learn from. And as a result, the city of Miami Beach is on the cutting edge of trying things that nobody else has tried. And as we know, the future is going to be about trying things and learning what kind of engineering works and what kind of stormwater master plans work. And how do we do that while balancing what we love about the community where we come from? And not kind of dismiss that at the same time. So I thank you for teaching me that. I really appreciate that. And John, just watching you look at development differently, sometimes it's very hard to be anti-development because we all know that sometimes if we don't develop properly, it means we have no new revenue sources for the future, and that puts real pressure on the residents. But making sure that those answers become right and that walkability and the neighborliness of this so that they don't get out of balance, I've really learned a lot from you on that. And then I have learned so much about trees from you. that unlike you, who's going to go on to be the executive director of the DDA, when I leave my service, I'm going to become an arborist. So there's no tree I can't recognize anymore, thanks to Commissioner Alamon. And I very much look forward. I do represent the county on the DDA, and I look forward to working with you. So today is not goodbye. It's welcome to the DDA. Thanks to both of you for your service. We love you very much.
Thank you.
And on behalf of the county, the mayor, we'd like to offer you both recognition for your service to the community and for being a great partner for Miami-Dade County.
Thank you.
Go ahead, guys. Go down and take it.
Okay.
This is the terrible tourist I always see. All right, do the selfie. Lean forward. We're almost at the end of this. All right. Boy, we are going to lose. Okay. I've got a couple very brief things to say, and then I have a little going-away gift. So, first of all, we are losing two of the hardest-working people I've ever known in elected office. I served in legislature for a decade with literally hundreds of people, and here with more. And they are so hardworking, but there's also something else that's important. I've always sort of divided elected officials into a couple types. There are people that like to have, you know, that like the pomp of the office. They like rose petals put before them. There are people who like to take credit for everything. And then there are people who just want to do something good. And I think if you want to look in the dictionary at that category, the two ladies we are saying goodbye to are those people. They just came here to do something significant. And so I want to first thank you both collectively, because although you're different, you bear very similar traits in that you sweat the details of government in a way that's remarkable in my experience, and I think our city's very grateful for that. I also want to thank the families. I see, seriously, the sacrifice of public service isn't usually or mostly from the folks that serve, it's from the families. And I think I know that, and I know you know that, obviously, and as do your relatives here. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of the city for giving us so much time. Let's hear it for the families of these two. So I'm going to begin with Commissioner Malakoff. Now, I've known Joy as long as I can remember knowing anyone. David and I were classmates, I think, growing up, literally the same year. So there's never a time I didn't know who Joy was. And her tenure with us, although it's been 10 months, it's really been, you've really been almost, although it's sort of a utility infielder for now, you can't really put an end or a beginning on her career. It's been so long and so deep and so wide. And anyone who comes to this commission or works with Joy knows that she is truly an example. She treats everybody with respect and expects that from everybody who comes before her. She's prepared as anyone. I think Aliman Steinberg, it's interesting, the women seem to be the most prepared. I'm not going to derive anything from that other than that we need to do better. But she's been so thoughtful and so honest. And I'll say this about Joy, because I think it's so clear to me. You have had a lifetime love affair with our city.
True.
And it's almost, that's, I think, why she's always bringing it flowers and plants to put everywhere, because it's just like somebody would do that with somebody they love. You treat our city like something you love deeply. And I think that to all of our residents, we are so grateful for that, because it comes from such a positive, thoughtful place and a pure place. So for all your service, we are grateful to you. We didn't want to give you a key to the city. Instead, we designed for the two of you sort of this Miami Beach, thank you, Commissioner Joy W. Malakoff.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's
thank you.
Commissioner Aliman. Commissioner Aliman, you have been a force to reckon with on a lot of issues, on education, on culture, certainly on land use, and Commissioner Aliman leads not by being the loudest voice, but by being the most informed voice. It really is a great lesson for anyone who wants to work in a collaborative body. She does sweat the details, and I used to watch her go through her already marked up agenda with the pages marked and the ones that really bothered her with notes in the margins. I think she probably was home cursing to herself as she was reading it about things or laughing. I don't think anyone else treats an agenda like that. But I've also want to tell you that on a personal level, it's been fun watching JB and the boys grow up through your proud eyes. It really is, you love your family, and they come first and the city second, but we're happy to be in the top two. Okay. And I also want to just tell you that your imprint on this city is far and wide. You really have done so much to change, so much to improve it, and I think although you're going to have a wonderful new time in your new place with your new mission, you're going to see all the things you started and finished, by the way, grow and make and continue to make the city a wonderful place and a bit of paradise for our residents. So on behalf of our entire city, thank you very much, and it's proud for me to give you this beautiful tree.
It's beautiful.
Designed just for the two of you. All right. Now, before we take our official photograph, I have to do some very quick business, right? So let's first R7C.
Not yet.
Okay, you put that on the, it's on the wrong agenda, right?
Yep. So no, we will, at this point, the only thing we have right now is
D&E.
Well, those will be for the new commission.
Okay, so what's left?
That's it.
Oh, we take a photograph of this last photograph of this commission. I have that on my agenda.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're going to take our last photograph Just wait here, and I'll say recess from down there, but let's all go down and take a... Is that what we're supposed to do?
Yes. Come on. Recess for 10 minutes. Yeah. It was adjourned, you're right, yeah.
What?
It's an adjournment.
All right.
Adjourned.
It's adjourned.
That's what I thought. Call for an adjournment of the meeting and then we'll reconvene.
Yeah.
It's over.
So now we want them to...
Hello?
Let's take a seat, please. This is the commission meeting of Monday, November 25th, 2019, part two.
Part two.
This time, we'll have the presentation of colors. this time I'd ask Chief Clements to address us.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance by putting it right over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, at this time what I'd like to do is, Chief, we want to talk about the, we're going to do the video now, and, or, oh, we're going to do the national anthem, okay. Well, actually, not doing the national, we're doing America the Beautiful, right? Althea? Yeah.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
this time, I'd like to actually call for our inspirational messages by Rabbi Tzvi Nauhaus and Reverend Timothy Carr here at the invitation of newly elected commissioners Richardson and Miner. Rabbi, Reverend, please.
Commissioners, ladies and gentlemen, it is inspiring to participate in this auspicious gathering, to be able to address the duly elected representatives of tens of thousands of citizens of our great city, Miami Beach. You are tasked with awesome responsibilities, and we look forward to your continued accomplishments with the engagement and interaction of your newest members. I am privileged to share some thoughts about our newest commissioner, one of our newest commissioners, Stephen J. Miner, a good friend and neighbor whose qualities I have long admired. The great sage Hillel taught the following 2,000 years ago. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? However, if I am only for myself, of what significance am I? And if not now, when? If I am not for myself, I don't develop myself, my own self-discipline, personal refinement, care for others, a sense of communal responsibility, empathy for the suffering of others, who will be for me? Who can do it for me? Only the individual, him or herself, can work on that. Stephen Miner is a man who has developed those special qualities and more. However, if I am only for myself, if those outstanding qualities are not shared, if they are not put at the disposal of others, they have little significance. If Steve Miner had not stepped forward and offered to the rest of us his wisdom, his smile, his passion, his honesty, his integrity, his balance, his positivity, and his desire to see our city improve, of what significance would all those fine attributes be? We salute Commissioner Miner and his fellow commissioners. May God Almighty bless you with all good health and the energy and wisdom to work and succeed in your efforts on behalf of all of Miami Beach's citizens, to protect, enhance, and upgrade the beautiful city that we enjoy and appreciate. So finally, if not now, when? I will step aside and allow you to carry on with your truly important work. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
In prayer and meditation, I thought about something inspirational to say today. But why is it that politics has come to be, as one political scientist recently called it, the despised profession? Well, simply put, the reputation of politicians is deteriorating at a more rapid rate than we can lower our expectations. I ask all of you good people, why do you do this to yourself? But today we celebrate, but that won't last for long. Today I need you to know that we need you. We need you all. We need you to have courage when doing the right thing may not be popular with us. We need you to be strong when it just may be easier to be weak. We need you to play nicely with others and work collaboratively for the good of Miami Beach. We need you to place us and to place our needs before you and your needs. And we need to believe it. We need you to lead us and be entirely willing to be wrong and to make mistakes and then be honest and tell us. We need you to do the right things for us, for the good of Miami Beach, for the good of that little boy. Even when we may not like that, we need to admire you. We need you. We need to admire you for all the good things that you will do. Well, you asked me here to say something inspirational, but the way I see it is that you will inspire us by your service, and we need that today.
So before we begin with the swearing in, I wanted to set a little bit of tone here. We try to begin our meetings often with something that we think is important, and I thought what would be important today is to ask the chief to tell us a little bit about a recent incident on 41st Street, because I really do think the tone of government, the personality of government, the expectations of government matter and mean something. So, Chief, why don't you cue up what it is we're going to be looking at?
Mr. Mayor, members of the Commission, first of all, thank you for inviting me up to talk about this event. It's something that when I looked at it, when I heard about it, and when I got the facts around it, I felt as though we needed to magnify, if you will, the effort, if you will, on the part of two officers that, in my opinion, performed a heroic act, if you will. And you know, the heroism sometimes, you know, doesn't go noticed in the police department or even in the fire department as well. But thank you once again for letting me talk about this. Let me set the backdrop for you. It happened on a Wednesday at 5:45 p.m. on 41st Street. We received multiple 911 calls of a man with a gun who fired a shot near 41st Street and Chase Avenue. There was lots of pedestrians out at that time. Lots of vehicle traffic. The area itself is surrounded, if you will, by religious institutions and also an elementary school with an active aftercare. We got this call, and obviously it's a priority call for us. And again, you know, for the most part, I want to underscore this by saying, you know, oftentimes we can't prevent crime, but we can control the means by which we get there. The first officer was arrived within 24 seconds. And the first thing he encountered, if you will, was a man standing there with a gun. And really, for the most part, you know, you're talking about it from a law enforcement perspective. This is the type of situation that we think can never happen to us, and we hope it never does. But in this case, it did. The officer who encountered the subject with the gun within 24 seconds is a seasoned veteran, Sergeant Jeff Matola. And in a minute or two, you're not only going to be able to hear how Jeff de-escalated this situation, but you're also going to be able to see it and how powerful it is as it pertains to, you know, the job that we do. You know, oftentimes these situations, it goes without saying, can go the other way. And in this particular case, it could have gone the other way. A couple years ago, we came back from some training that we received up in Boston, and the growing trend in law enforcement is de-escalation. And the concept, if you will, of trying to find another way other than using deadly force. In this particular case, it worked. Okay, and there's an individual now that, in my opinion, although he was arrested for what he did, he's also able to get some help for maybe the mindset that he was going through at the time that this occurred. I'd like to bring up Jeff Matola and Alex Chianeris, who were the two officers that were arrival on scene at the time. And for the most part, just to let you know that, like I said, I talked a little bit about that. The officer's arrival, they stay there with a man with a gun. He's standing there, and you can hear it in Jeff's voice right away, basically him remaining calm, talking the subject down. And by the way, this wasn't just a 30-second interaction between, you know, the two persons. From what I understand, it went on for a couple of minutes. So not only did he use tremendous discretion, but empathy and compassion in getting the subject, if you will, to go ahead and to put the firearm down, although he didn't put the firearm down. He basically didn't rise it and make a bad decision that day that would have put him and other people in peril. So for them, they're heroes. They're heroes, and I wanted to bring forth that information to you as a commission, obviously to make the new commissioners coming on, for you to understand what you're getting in your police department, and that's the best.
And in a moment, we're going to show the video. And the reason why, when I heard about this, I talked to the chief about presenting it is, you know, our police make hundreds, actually a police force our size makes thousands of decisions every day. And police are so scrutinized. Often, Monday morning, often if something takes a bad bounce. And I think, for me, I always like to say, you all put yourself in peril so that we don't have to. And when I heard about this, it was a discharge of a firearm between literally Temple Beth Shalom and North Beach Elementary. And I suspect that if this had played out in a lot of other cities, instantaneously someone would have been shot dead. And because of training, because of the culture that you all have created in our department, there's a man alive today because of it. So I think with that, did you want to show the video at this point?
Absolutely. Can we keep the video real quick, and we'll talk a little bit about it. Again, I'll give you the backdrop, if you will, the story behind it. The key element here is within 24 seconds, we're arrival on scene.
Let me see your hands. Put your hands where I can see them. Put your hands where I can see them. Put the gun down. Put it down, bro. Not worth it. Not worth it. Put it down, brother. We don't want to shoot you, man. Please, put the gun down. Please. Please put it down. I'm asking you nicely, brother. What's your name, man? Brother, you know, it's not worth it, man. Whatever you're going through, it's not worth it. Please, put the gun down. We're asking you nicely.
You put it back in his pocket.
Put it back in his pocket.
Thank you. I first saw the video, I saw it in unabridged. I counted how many times you asked this gentleman who had discharged a weapon around children and a temple, and I couldn't keep count. It was so many times, and I just want to tell you that we value life obviously, and your decision, and it is heroic because frankly, I mean, we know what could have happened. It's hard. The fellow had raised the gun and shot. He and many of his colleagues were obviously in peril, as were our residents. But training kicked in and judgment kicked in, and we were very thankful for that. Commissioner Steinberg.
Yeah. So, thank you. It's funny because, not so funny, Commissioners Alamon and myself were actually there. You weren't aware of that, of course. We were in the car. My husband was driving us. We were heading to the Consul General event to say farewell to Lior Hayat at the New World Symphony. And we happened to stop, and we saw the cars just hurry up. The police cars get there so quick. We didn't know what was happening. We were in the vehicle. And then my husband noticed there were guns drawn. And at that point, I said, back up, get away. You know, we were very – it was a very surreal moment. And it could have gone any which way. And so from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of everybody's hearts, we really do thank you. People don't realize you put your lives on the line every day to protect us. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Are we ready to move on?
We're ready to move on, sir. Okay. Thank you very much for letting me bring this to attention. Thank you.
Officers. Okay. I am now going to pass the gavel to Commissioner Steinberg as we begin the swearing in. For those who are being sworn in, we'll have this microphone here for the individual who will be reading the oath of office. Commissioner Steinberg.
All right, I get to do the fun part of this meeting. We'll begin with group four. So Commissioner-elect Stephen Miner will be sworn in by his parents, Dorothy Weiss and Sheldon Miner. Please come up.
Just a moment, I'd like to say something. My son, Stephen, he's a very loving and loyal son. And I just want to say one thing. Every day, in the evening, he calls to find out how we're doing and how's everything going. So I just, and even though we were so busy with this election campaign, he called every night. Thank you.
I, Stephen Miner, a citizen of the state of Florida, and of the United States of America, and being an officer of the city of Miami Beach, and a recipient of public funds, as such officer, do solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the state of Florida, and that I will faithfully perform the duties of the office of the City Commissioner Group 4 of the City of Miami Beach, for which I have been elected. To my colleagues and all of those I represent and serve, I pledge fairness, integrity,
he's a good boy.
To my colleagues and all those I serve,
I represent and serve.
I pledge fairness, integrity, and civility in all actions taken and all communications made by me as a public servant.
family?
He's going to have a lot of problems. The minor group. Steve, he wants you to move over. That's what he's trying to do. How you doing, Mr. Minor?
Everybody look at the air in this direction.
All right. Commissioner Minor, please take your seat up on the dais.
All right.
We have to let your mom say something first.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to also say that Stephen
is an
amazing son, and I am always very proud of him. Administering the oath of office today to Stephen for Commissioner of Miami Beach has been an amazing experience for me. It ranks among the most memorable occasions that I can think of. I'm very proud of him and all of his accomplishments, both as a family man and as someone who wants to serve the public. I wish him much success. I know he will be an asset to Miami Beach and to all of his residents.
All right, come on up, Steve.
And now we're going to call up Group 5, Commissioner Ricky Arriola, to be sworn in by Judge Donald D.J. Canava.
Oh, I'm going to tell him, don't worry. Good morning, everyone. My name is Judge D.J. Canava. I'm the Associate Administrative Judge of the Domestic Violence Division here in Miami-Dade County. And I'm also Ricky's friend for 30 years. We were also college roommates our senior year. When I swore Ricky in the first time, I made the comment that this was very surreal. And now that he's actually been reelected, it's even more surreal. So this time I came a little more prepared. I have some pictures from our college days, if they could pull them up. The city manager didn't get that email. So, but I did actually get a letter that I wanted to read to you all. Surprising that I got this letter. But I got this letter yesterday, and they asked me to read it, and it says as follows. Dear Commissioner Arriola, not since the advent of the White House turkey pardon have we received so much free publicity focused on the majestic domestic turkey. From all of us at the National Turkey Federation, we thank you for Turkeygate and all of its trimmings. We wish you the best of luck in your next term. Keep clucking. Sincerely, Tom Turkey. On a serious note, I also said last time the citizens of Miami Beach had made a great decision. They've done so again. This is a focused, dedicated, committed individual who doesn't have to be doing this and has done some great things, and I know that in the future, there'll be many more great things for the city. So it's with great honor that we now proceed with the oath, if you could raise your right hand. I, Ricky Arriola, a citizen of the state of Florida and of the United States of America, and being an officer of the city of Miami Beach, and a recipient of public funds as such officer, do hereby solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the state of Florida, and that I will faithfully perform the duties of the office of City Commissioner of the city of Miami Beach, for which I have been elected. To my colleagues and to all those I represent and serve, I pledge fairness, integrity, and civility in all actions taken and all communications made by me as a public servant. Congratulations.
Commissioner Arriola, please take your seat on the dais, but only if you bring Noah with you.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. All right. And our final commissioner-elect being sworn in of this wonderful meeting will be Group 6, Commissioner-elect David Richardson, to be sworn in by Damian Pardo.
Good morning. My name is Damian Pardo, and I'm the founder of SAVE and the Gay Ocho Gay Festival. And I want to say a few words about my good friend David. I first met him when he ran, and SAVE endorsed him. And I thought, wow, what an industrial person. He was like a real energizer bunny. And sure enough, he won, and he became the first openly gay elected official in the state house. Then he ran for Congress in a race everyone said he had absolutely no chance. And he got within 1 or 2 points of winning the primary as the first openly gay person running in South Florida Congressional District. And here we are today, another huge achievement for David. And SAVE, I'm sure, was there knocking on doors, Justin, right till the very, very, very end. I think he's a champion for diversity and inclusion that is so important in our community. From day one, you sponsored the Gay Festival. You've been there working hard, and you still do that today. So it is my honor, my deep honor, to swear you in. I, David Richardson, a citizen of the state of Florida and of the United States of America, and being an officer of the city of Miami Beach, and a recipient of public funds as such officer, do hereby solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the state of Florida, and that I will faithfully perform the duties of the Office of City Commissioner, Group 6. Of the City of Miami Beach, for which I have been elected. To my colleagues and to all of those I represent and serve, I pledge fairness, integrity, and civility in all actions taken and all communications made by me as a public servant. Thank you.
Commissioner Richardson, come up to the dais and take your seat. Last but not least, we have one more swearing in. Mayor Dan Gelber will be sworn in by his much better half, Joan Silverstein, and his beautiful, wonderful, amazing, intelligent daughter, Sophie Gelber.
Okay.
anyway, so the last time we were here, we had the honor of Seymour Gelber being able to swear in Dan. I'm sure a lot of you were there, and I'm not certain really who was prouder that day, Seymour or you. It was a beautiful day. But the good news is he is literally still watching over you and everything you do right there and keeping you honest. And we're very proud because our kids watch you that way. Hold it together. I can talk to a jury, but about nothing personal. Anyway, we're very proud of you. And, you know, I don't know if they just want to fall in your footsteps or get on the wall as well, but you've made us all very honest and very proud. And happy birthday, Judy Gelber. Here we are. I'm very honored to give you the oath. I, Dan Gelber. Do promise to love, honor, and obey. Oh, wrong. Yeah. Do that. Anyway. A citizen of the state of Florida. Yeah, raise your right hand, Dan.
Start over.
All right. I, Dan Gelber.
I, Dan Gelber.
A citizen of the state of Florida and of the United States of America. And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And a recipient of public funds as such officer.
And a recipient of public funds as such officer.
Do hereby solemnly swear and affirm.
Do hereby solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
And that I will faithfully perform the duties.
And I will faithfully perform the duties.
Of the office of City of Mayor,
of the City of Miami Beach,
for which I have been elected.
To my colleagues,
and to all of those I represent and serve,
I pledge fairness,
integrity, and civility
in all actions taken,
and all communications
made by me as a public servant.
All right, Mayor, I return to you the gavel.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Steinberg. So now we get to do our speeches. And we're all those who are just taking the oath are going to have an opportunity to say a few words. So let's begin with Group 4, Commissioner Steve Miner. Welcome, Commissioner.
It's great to be here. I grew up in a home dedicated to public service. My father served as an agent for the United States Internal Revenue Service for close to 40 years. My mother served as a guidance counselor in the public school system for 20 years. And they also, my mom, my dad, my stepmom, my stepdad, instilled with me ethics and values that I take with me every day and the decisions that I make. I followed in my parents' footsteps. I practiced law for 11 years for private law firms, and then in 2007, I joined the United States federal government as an attorney in law enforcement. And now I cherish the opportunity to serve our Miami Beach as commissioner. I've always believed in the American dream, and I think I'm living proof of the American dream right now. With hard work, with perseverance, if you believe, and with passion and dedication, you can achieve anything. I want to thank the residents and the voters of Miami Beach for trusting me and believing in me, and I will work every day to earn that trust. I want to congratulate the outgoing commissioners, John Aleman and Joy Malakoff, for their dedication, their hard work, and their service to our great city. I'd also like to congratulate all the new commissioners and this entire commission, and I'm really looking forward to working with all of you. There's too many people to thank, but I'm going to thank a few. First, my wife, Shannon, my children, Matisyahu and Michal. This was as much a sacrifice for them as it was for me to make this day a reality. I'd like to thank, again, my mom, my dad, my stepmom, my stepdad, my mother-in-law. This was a really grassroots campaign that I ran. We put a lot of all of my family and a lot of friends into service. My wife, Shannon, was my marketing department. My mom was my graphics designer. My stepdad was my treasurer. And when you're dealing with money coming in and out, you really want somebody you could trust. And that was fantastic. I also have many, many, many friends, many of whom are here. And I'm sorry, I'm sure they'll forgive me for the brevity of time, but I'm going to mention two, Daniel Summer and Michael Friedman, two close friends of mine who actually live in my building, who dedicated hundreds and hundreds of hours to this campaign without compensation. And they did it because they love our city, they believed in me, and I cannot thank you enough. There's two reasons I ran for office. One, I wanted to be an independent voice for the residents of Miami Beach to improve our quality of life, and also to have a more open and honest, transparent government. My campaign, I stayed positive. I never said a negative word about anybody, and I plan to govern the same way. But with politeness and civility also comes strength. If I see something that I believe needs to be improved on, if I see something that needs to be acted on, if I see an injustice in government, I will act quickly and I will speak firmly to address that wrong. On every issue, I will listen to both sides. I will listen to every resident. Every resident deserves to be treated and have their voice heard and deserves to be treated with dignity and honor, and I will fulfill that. I'm an independent thinker. I have come into office with no predetermined decisions, and I will listen to everyone and hear both sides before making my decisions. We live in a beautiful, beautiful city. There's no place on earth that I would rather live than Miami Beach. We feel truly, truly blessed to live here. But it also comes with challenges. And I wanted to just to highlight a few of the initiatives that I plan on working on while in office. Public safety and a more visible police presence. Our officers are tremendously dedicated. Anyone who's ever dealt with our police force, and we just saw an exhibit of that, knows how dedicated they are. And it's the ultimate compliment that I hear residents say over and over that they want to see more of them. So they should take that as a compliment. Better street lighting, addressing our homeless issue, protecting our environment and utilizing green solutions, resiliency efforts and how we address flooding, taking on a greater role in education, especially enhancing our enrichment programs, and streamlining the permitting process for our small business owners and homeowners. I'm also a strong advocate for good governance. I'm very excited that the Independent Inspector General is on board, and I will work hard and advocate that the Independent Inspector General position always remain independent. I'm also a strong advocate for improved financial oversight and accountability over our contracts and our projects. I also believe that there should be a fair and even playing field for everyone, and that includes anyone who ever wants to do business with our city. They should have a fair and equal opportunity to do business with our city. I believe elected officials should be accessible to the residents, and I plan on being just that. If you have any concerns or suggestions, please reach out to me, and I will respond. And I'll just conclude. It'll be for others to judge over the course of time whether this commission of elected officials properly fulfills our responsibilities. But my commitment to you is that I will lead with courage, compassion, sound judgment, integrity, and dedication to do what is best for our great city of Miami Beach. May God bless you all, and may God bless Miami Beach.
Thank you. Commissioner Ricky Areola.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, colleagues. And thank you to the Miami Beach community for reelecting me. It's been an honor these past 4 years to serve you. We've done a lot together over the past 4 years, and I decided to run for reelection. You saw my son Noah earlier. He was the reason I almost didn't run, because it's time away from him. This job requires a lot of sacrifice, as the mayor said, and your family bears the brunt of that sacrifice. But I also decided to run because of him, because this is my home. Miami Beach specifically is my home, and I want to leave it a better place for him, where I'm raising him, and for generations to come. We embarked on a lot of things over the past 4 years, our resiliency program to make sure that we'll be here in 100 years, a GO bond program that was overwhelmingly supported by the public because of the trust that you have in this government and your desire to see us have a bright future. And I want to run to make sure, or I ran to make sure that those funds are invested properly so that future generations can enjoy the same Miami Beach all of us have enjoyed for so many decades. I just came back after, a long campaign season. I took a little R&R and went to Southern California, which is a beautiful part of our country, one of the most beautiful parts of our country. And I was in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills and Malibu. And as beautiful as those places are, it's also what's wrong with America. I was in Malibu, and that is a town for the 1% of 1%. It's the opposite of my vision for Miami Beach. Miami Beach is a tolerant, inclusive society for everybody. Too much of this country is going the other way. We are becoming a country of have and have-nots, and I want to make sure that Miami Beach is a beacon for our county and Dade County, but also for the nation in everything that we do, whether it's our fight for resiliency to make sure that we're here in 100 years to fight sea level rise, whether it's adapting to smart mass transit solutions, having great schools for our kids, tackling issues like homelessness. Los Angeles, a couple miles away from Beverly Hills, some of the most expensive real estate, some of the most prestigious zip code in the nation, 2 miles away, you've got complete and abject poverty, and that's wrong. And I want us to address our homeless issue here in Miami Beach, because we can lead the way on how to effectively deal with homelessness. And then also, I want to see us continue to strengthen our local economy so it's an economy for everybody and not just the wealthy. I want to continue our work to be an inclusive city and in tolerance for everybody and not just some. And finally, I want to see us continue down the path that we've embraced to promote arts and culture, because that is the best version of ourselves when we can do that. So you have my commitment that I will be fearless and fierce in trying to tackle all of these problems so that Miami Beach can be its best version of itself, so that we can be a beacon for our community and for the rest of the nation on what a properly run city should look like. Thank you.
Commissioner Richardson.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning to everyone. It's such a great pleasure and honor to be here. There are a number of people I want to thank. First off, Damian Pardo with the SAVE organization, thank you for being here to swear me in. 7 years ago, almost today, I was sworn in as Florida's first elected openly gay state legislator in the history of the state of Florida. It only took 174 years for that to happen. But there were three people that really inspired me and encouraged me, and I remember getting a phone call Sunday morning of Memorial Day weekend at 8:30 first from Joe Falk, and 30 minutes later from my dear friend Ed Pasco, who is here with us today, and then from the executive director of SAVE, and clearly they had staged it out for one call every 30 minutes, and they all said, if you would do this, we'll all get behind you, and the community got behind me, and a few weeks ago when I was being attacked in the campaign, SAVE stepped up and came to the doors for me and texted all their members and the unions and the teachers, and it was really warm. And I also want to give a shout out to Luis Callejas, who could not be here today because he's on a much deserved vacation. I hope he's watching right now. But he ran my state rep office, and when I decided to do this, he said, you know, I always enjoyed working with you. Can we work together again? So he was my campaign manager, and he will run my office here at the city, and we'll start next Monday. So I also want to give a shout out to my dear friend Atiosis, who's the guy always with the camera, who has been my friend for 15 years and does everything from my photography, my graphics, but more importantly, he goes to the doors and tells people why they should vote for me. And Sonny and Will, I appreciate you being part of the core team. You know, when we ran this campaign, just as I ran my first campaign in 2012, I very much believed in grassroots, and that's how I won by surprise 7 years ago. For this campaign in the first cycle, during four phases, we knocked on 17,000 doors. Some of those doors, four times each in each phase, and during 9 days of the runoff, we went back and knocked on 3,500 doors, and that was really with a very lean, mean core team. And that's how we did it. So I want to thank those individuals first. You know, I had many donors and so forth who supported me along the way also. I also want to say that, you know, I had a lot of support, but there were those that didn't support me. And so for those that didn't support me, I hope in the coming days or the weeks or the months, or at least in the next 4 years, you'll allow me the opportunity to earn your support. And also, on the night of my election, Adrian Gonzalez is here with me, my competitor. He reached out and congratulated me. And so right now I'm reaching out to you to say I want to meet with you. And if you want to continue serving on the board, a board or a committee, would be my honor and privilege to nominate you. So thank you. You know, we just took the oath, and that includes civility. And Mayor, you and I both served in Tallahassee. We know what that decorum is like and what it feels like. And it's incredibly important to me that we all treat each other with dignity and respect, even when we have public policy differences. I remember in Tallahassee, one of my most difficult debates is I kept one of my opponents on his feet for 3 hours answering questions and debating. And it was very fierce, and it was very forceful, and it was very serious. And when it was over, we went in the back room and had lunch together. And so that's the way this should be. We should be able to have policy differences and not make it personal. And so I am very, very interested, and I pledge beyond the pledge I just read in civility and all ways of doing business here in the city. You know, during the campaign, we had an opportunity to talk about a lot of public policy issues and where we stand, and I made it very clear about my interest in getting the city moving forward with the sustainability issues and the sea level rise. It's incredibly important to me. I feel like if we even hint or suggest to the mortgage industry, the insurance industry, the real estate industry, that we are not serious about this, if we're not willing to be leaders in not just the United States but in the world, it could affect our property values and insurance rates and mortgage rates and so forth. So it's very, very interesting. I'm very interested in that issue. Also, as many of you know, I've been a certified public accountant in the state of Florida for 34 years, and accountability and transparency is incredibly important for me. With my finance background, I hope to be very much engaged with the budget review. In fact, some have even called me the budget guy. The other thing that I want to look at very early on, Mr. Manager, is that I will say that the one comment that I heard the most, and you hear a lot of comments when you knock on that many doors, you know, all across the board, people are very worried about the permitting process. And so I'd like to work with you and your staff to see how we can improve that. I know that there are many, many fine people working in those departments, but we have to find a way to do better. I know I was even looking at getting a new water heater about a year ago. The water heater was $400, and I found out a permit would be $300, and then the installation, it was going to be $1,200 or $1,400 to get a new $400 water heater. So we can do better in that area. So with that, I promise you that I will have an open-door policy. I will listen to all sides, as I've done in public service over the last 6 years. I want to meet with you. I will give you a meeting if you request a meeting. And with that, I wish you continued success with me in this great city that I am so proud that I now get to sit here and represent. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, I will recognize myself. So 2 years ago, as Joan pointed out, I was sworn in by my dad, who really, along with my mom, had in every way been my best friend and role model. So this year, I know I didn't have much of an election, but it's still an election, and I wanted to ask my other role model and best friend, my wife, to swear me in. And by the way, the over-under on her crying, and I got to just say right now, we're criers, okay? The family is a bunch of criers. And the over-under was about 10 seconds, although Sophie's over-under was 4 seconds, or maybe 10 minutes before she came up. And that's just because they care deeply. A lot of you don't know my wife. She's sort of reserved, but she's a pretty amazing person. She is one of the most accomplished people I know, Yale, top of her class at Georgetown, prestigious clerkship, who has spent the last, I won't say how many years, but it's close to 3 decades, as a federal prosecutor. She's chief of the criminal division in one of the biggest offices in the country. Over 200 people report to her, and there's no investigation or indictment in South Florida that she doesn't supervise. Yet, in the quarter century I've known her, I have never heard my wife brag about anything. Her sole immodest moment, which repeats itself almost every weekend, is she claims to make the best scrambled eggs of any human being in the world. Okay. I always say, but when there's a thing to do, volunteer activity or somewhere to go, she's always the first to arrive and demands to be the last to leave, believing it's important to do her share. I always say that together we average a pretty decent person. Okay. The way Bill Gates and I average a very wealthy man. But I am forever grateful to her and to my family. My daughter Sophie is representing Max and Hannah. I have other relatives here. Next to my wife is my mother-in-law. And I can't help but say, behind every great man is a shocked mother-in-law. Also, I have my sisters who are here, Barbara and Judy upstairs, and their daughters, Claudia and Madeline. It is my sister Judy's birthday today, so there you go. And I really am grateful to them. They're great residents. They're great. They love the city, and I think that's part of the reason we all love, our family loves this place. Also here, I've got cousins also. I see Donald somewhere I saw. Thank you all. And I see also my law partners who are here, Jerry and Adam. It's not easy on them sometimes, but they really are very accommodating to my service to the city. I want to first thank, and I basically am thanking people, so there's not a whole lot of substance about the city other than one thing at the end. So all I'm really going to do is thank people because that's my job, frankly, as mayor. It is my job. I think we have a great city. I love our city. I love everything about it. And I like to spend my time thanking the people who make it that way. So for the residents, thanks for your trust. I had the cleanest campaign in the history of Miami Beach. Those of you who don't know, I didn't have an opponent. Okay, so. But it's not lost on me that I hold this job temporarily, and I will work every day to make sure that I earn your trust of the residents. I take nothing for granted. This is a great job, and it's the best job I could ever have, the mayor of the only hometown I've ever known. I want to thank the staff in the mayor's and commission office. Michelle, my chief of staff, Michelle Berger, thank you. Although I'm a little put off by the level of applause for her. No, the truth is she's a very close friend. And if you don't know this, Michelle, when my dad was became mayor, we asked a very close friend of the family who had experience in government to be his chief of staff. We figured in his 70s, which is not so far from where I am, that maybe he needed a young, youthful person who could have the vigor of helping him run the city. So Michelle was actually my dad's chief of staff, and she has the same vigor with me and running our city as she did when she worked with my dad. I also want to thank Adrian and Sam and Gloria and Jackie and Veronica and DeGiorgi and all of the commission staff, all the staffers that work for my colleagues. They really care. They go to every event, and they treat all of our residents, no matter who they are, with incredible dignity. I want to thank our city manager, my friend from middle school, Jimmy Morales. I mean, I always joke that Jimmy was the son my father always wanted. But the truth is he and our two chiefs who are here, thank you both. Rick, Virgil, I know I've seen you both here. Thank you both. They create a sense of professionalism in our city staff that is not everywhere else in the world. If you have had interactions, even when you don't like what you hear from them, you always think that they are incredibly attentive, conscientious, and care deeply. And that is the hallmark of Jimmy Morales, who is really one of the great city managers I could ever imagine working with. To Raul and Ralph, as professional legal staff as any in the city, you all are counselors. You keep us transparent. You keep us on the steady, and you do a great job. And you're also great friends. So we are very grateful to have them here as well. To our newest charter officer, Inspector General Joe Santorino, a mature city knows that it can always do things better. So we, the voters, decided we wanted someone else looking over our shoulder in an independent way. And I think he's going to do a great job, and I appreciate him taking the mantle of service. To all those who ran, whether you successfully or not, there's always honor in putting yourself out for public service, always. And it's not easy. This was a fairly negative campaign season. And I just want to thank you all for doing it, whether you win or lose. There's honor in asking to serve and stepping up and taking the brunt of what it is to have to run for office. So thank you. And to our two new commissioners, I have very high hopes for you. I put you near our lawyer and our clerk so they could keep an eye on you. Okay. But a couple of things. First of all, you are never as popular as you are today. Okay. With every vote, you will upset somebody, will create an unintended consequence. It's just going to happen, trust me. Just do your best. And people will really remember that more than anything else. Make time to listen to everybody. I think that's really important. You know, in my own experience, sometimes someone who comes to me, I'm not sure I would think it's important, but if it's important to them, it's just got to become important to us. And I think that's a good way to go about things. Learn your issues. I know, David, you understand this from being in the legislature, but your currency in this process is how much respect and weight people give you. And the way to do that is by being fair and thoughtful and really learning and mastering the issue. And I think you saw John and Joy did exactly that in their tenure here. And I would just say this, use we more than I. I don't know if it was Reagan or Voltaire or whoever said that, it's amazing how much you can get done if you don't care about who gets the credit. I always try in my Facebook post to never say, I did this or I did that. I always like to thank the people who actually did it. I think that's so important. You know, we go to places and people give us awards for giving out taxpayer money. It's not even our own money. They give us awards for coming in and just saying something nice to a group of people that every single day do the hard work of serving. And so I always try to remember that that it's really never about us. You can't do anything without all of us. And it is important that you work together. And the last thing I wanted to talk about has been touched on, but it's been really bugging me lately, and that is civility. And although civility here is very important, we generally are pretty good. So now and again, we have non-lucid intervals, okay? But for the most part, we get along pretty well with one another. Sunshine Law stops a lot of discussions about issues outside, but we tend to try to listen respectfully. And I know as the mayor, I try very hard to make sure everybody speaks, you know, without interruption and really to get things done. But the civility that's been bothering me lately has been really, I understand in campaign season, people can get very upset with one another and it can become very negative. That's not a new thing. But I think what's happened that's really begun to bother me is that there seems to be a negativity always. And I don't know, I know sort of where it comes from. I think the internet probably provides a lot of forums for people to say things from their homes without having to confront somebody. And that can be very mean and frankly nasty and abusive. And because the keyboard doesn't have a truth key, it doesn't really matter if it even resembles the truth. So you see disagreement online being ascribed as corruption. You see people accused of terrible things with little proof without any kind of concern for objective truth. And then all of a sudden these groups show up on the internet where really what they do is become an echo chamber for their, you know, where thoughtful voices are going to be as unimportant compared to outrageous, exaggerated, or other voices. Shame just doesn't seem to exist there. And I suspect that there are many in our community who take no part in it. And then there are just many who watch it the way you might slow down to look at an accident and rubberneck. But it is there. And it is toxic. And it has deconstructed civil dialogue. And I certainly don't think it's just in this city. It's obviously a national phenomenon that has been happening for some time, but it is in our city. And I don't understand why it's here. I have no idea in this city. People save money for years to spend a vacation in our city. People come here to take selfies of themselves, to send to their friends and relatives to make them jealous that they're not here. We live in a paradise. It's really amazing how grateful we should be for what we have. And I just feel like it's important for us as a community to elevate our public discourse about issues, even when we disagree. I know we can do better, especially if we expect better. I recently invited someone who had been particularly vitriolic online to my office to discuss some of the issues that obviously were weighing on him. And it was like I was meeting somebody who had an evil twin brother. Okay, it was just like a nice, thoughtful thing. We shook hands, we talked about it, just like two people. And I really was thinking about that because if, you know, I'll start calling everybody up who, you know, throws that kind of stuff online to come into my office to see if I can confront that. But I think there's got to be a better way. So I agree with Commissioner Arriola. We are a city that leads. We lead in resiliency. We lead in inclusivity. We lead in governance practices. We lead in police practices. We are a city that tries to set a standard. As I always say when it comes to LGBTQ issues, we don't check the boxes of other cities. We create the boxes that other cities check. And I think that's, to a great extent, how we do so many different things. So let's show that there is a better way. Let's just lead in civility. Let's just lead in that area. Let's try to govern ourselves in a way that any other community would say, God, I wish I lived there, because the people get along even when they disagree. Let's try to be an example and show that you can disagree agreeably, that facts matter, and that adversaries can get along if they just simply remind themselves that they're all simply trying to elevate their community. They're all simply trying to leave the city a little bit better than when we found it. So for me, this is very simple. This is something we must do. So everybody should smile, because you get to wake up in Miami Beach every day. Thank you for the privilege of this office. Okay, we've got a little bit of business before we take a picture. Thank you all, by the way. Call up R7C because we have a new vice mayor.
R7C, elect Commissioner David Richardson as vice mayor from November 25th to February 29, 2020.
Move the item.
Item's been moved.
Second.
Seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, nay. Show unanimously. You're a pretty ambitious guy. Okay. R7D.
R7D is adopt third amendment to fiscal year 2019 operating budget.
Also a voice vote?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, these are two items. I apologize, we have to have a little business today, but under state law, you have 60 days from the end of a fiscal year to sort of close that year out with any final changes and amendments, so we have to do it by the end of November. The two items are really R7D and R7E. R7D is the closeout of fiscal year 2019, and then R7E is the first amendment to fiscal year 20 to reflect some of the items that roll out of the that budget amendment for fiscal year 19. Both our CFO and budget director are on vacation this week, and Richard Ajami, our budget officer, is here. But I'll just walk you through, first of all, with respect to closing out fiscal year 19, we ended on a very positive note with about $16.4 million in our general fund surplus, which has enabled us to do a few very important things, put about $3.7 million toward a series of one-time expenditures that were approved for the fiscal year 20 budget, put about $800,000 aside for studies. Lately, we've been doing a lot of studies in recent years about neighborhood plans and resiliency issues, et cetera. And so this gives us a chance to sort of put some money there aside if those issues come up during the year. And then really the best news is, as you remember, in the most recent budget cycle, we raised our goal for reserves for the general fund from 17% to 25% as a goal. And we actually thought that we were closing out the year and starting the new one with a 17% budget reserve for the general fund. This allows us to put now another $5.3 million toward that for a 21% now general fund budget reserve. We are also carrying forward some items that either were not paid for last year because we didn't receive them or projects not completed. And then the building department, about $1.3 million, money that has to stay within the building department under state law. So, and that is the closeout of fiscal year 2019. This is a public hearing item, so.
Anybody want to be heard?
Okay,
I just moved it. Let me just say.
Mayor, if I may.
Yeah.
Just first off, this is obviously good news. Nice to see a surplus like this. I just have one quick comment and a question. Both my new colleagues mentioned the homeless issue, and that's an important priority for us. It's come up in our community survey. I know, Mr. Manager, we set aside $250,000 for homeless domestic violence, which I fully support. I just want to sort of underline that given this is a new investment, that I look forward to hearing what happens with those funds, the results we get, so that we can determine whether, frankly, whether we need to do more or different in that area. So I just wanted to call out that one item and encourage us to be very vigilant and understand the impact. My question relates to spring break. That is a topic that's come up before. I saw a lot of good things we're doing with the funds. I'm supportive of it. I just want to get comfort that within this whole bucket of allocation that we set forward, that we feel like we're going to have the resources necessary for upcoming spring break.
We are working with police and tourism to put together plans that include both active programming and obviously our police strategy. We are identifying some pockets of funding. Obviously, the great news about these reserves is it would have been those reserves that we might have to tap if we don't identify some other pockets. So it does put us in a better position. But we have, I know tourism has identified some potential sources. Obviously, if we don't spend, do a lot of studies, we'll have, there's funding there. So we're fairly confident. I think we'll be coming forward next month, I think it is, with some clear details on what we'll be doing spring break. And we'll have numbers attached to that and financing sources. On the homeless, that was one of the one-time expenditures we're now able to fund. And as you recall, half of that's going to the domestic violence clearly for the work they do with shelters and whatnot. The other half is to the homeless trust, and I'm not I don't remember exactly what those issues were, but I can certainly report next meeting how they intend to use that additional funding.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Second the item.
Item second. Let me just say before you vote, for those who were wondering, you know, at the beginning of the fiscal year, we get our projections. We try to be pretty conservative about what we're willing to spend. The last thing we want to do is spend money we don't have. So we actually gave ourselves a little bit of a haircut on the first budget going forward, and now this $16 million, we're now able to actually pretty rapidly get to what was simply a goal of getting to a 25% reserve or rainy day fund. We're now going to be at 21%, which is higher than most cities. So it really is, to the departing commissioners, you've done a really, this is a pretty good thing for the city to be able to so quickly get to what is, I was going to be just an aspirational goal. It's going to be an actual goal almost in just one fiscal year. So thank you for very good fiscal leadership to all of the commission, and especially to Jimmy. All right, with that, the item RD has been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like sign nay. Show it done. R7E.
R7E's adopt First Amendment for fiscal year 2020 operating budget. This, too, is a public hearing.
And, Mayor Commissioners, this is simply to amend our current budget to reflect the changes coming out of the closeout of 19.
Anybody want to be heard? Seeing nobody wants to be heard,
I'll
we'll close
it.
The public hearing. Items are moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sign nay. Show it done. Let's take a photograph, and then meeting will be adjourned. Thank you all.